like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClellan.
And this is It's Movie Time. It's a Colombian movie. The director is Alejandro Landes.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Monos.
Yes, monkeys.
M-O-N-O-S.
Yes.
And Lenny, what's going on in the forest there?
Well, we're not told too much. These eight teenagers, I think there's one 20-year-old, with the names of like Rambo and Bigfoot, they're on top of this mountain. Every once in a while, a tiny muscular man arrives on horseback with supplies and to put them through very strict military exercises. But then after he leaves, they're just left to their own devices and they just do anything they want to, except they are in charge of a hostage that they call Doctora. We're not really sure how she got there. So it just kind of rides along like that. To me, it was very tedious till their armed forces show up and they have to go down into the jungle. And then all hell breaks loose.
They are part of a rebel faction. Mm-hmm. And in South America, and particularly in Colombia, this is not unusual. Nor is that thematically unusual, because the great book that this reflects, Lord of the Flies.
Right.
Even the director admits allegorically they're very much of the same cloth. If you put a group of young people together without supervision,
mm-hmm.
particularly in some wild jungle,
definitely,
it is not going to be pretty.
Not good.
Serves as a metaphor for the need for responsible supervision. And in the case of young people, the need for adult supervision. I know that's right. A simplistic theme.
Mm-hmm. Well, about midway through the film, I was, not only did I find it tedious, but I was bored. In this world where there's so much violence, I did not enjoy sitting there watching a film that capitalized on this.
I, on the other hand, like these stories because they serve to show humanity at its rawest.
Right.
And Aguirre, The Wrath of God, is my favorite of these, and that also takes place in the jungle, only it's about conquistadors who are bringing a statue of the Madonna down the Andes and bringing supposedly a Catholicism or whatever to the jungle. And there's just no way you're going to do that.
No.
This jungle is not welcoming.
Mm-mm.
To any kind of religious orientation. And in this case, the devilish human nature left unbridled.
Right. This is a film that was made to be an allegory to show how violence accomplishes nothing. Nothing can be fixed. Nothing can be changed by violence.
If it could have been even much more violent. It does bring out that nasty side of human nature, and it shows the importance of civilization, of being civilized.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the film is terribly important because it shows how ill-prepared these young people, mm-hmm. without any direction,
right.
are once they rejoin. It's not for everybody, and it does take nature into its most elemental. Allegorically, it's about the world.
I don't want to be reminded how dreadful things are in the real world.
And not only am I entertained by the dark side.
I know, you are.
Or Conrad's Heart of Darkness, which
right.
is my favorite
yeah.
novella. And it's all about people run amok
right.
in the jungle. The jungle is just a perfect metaphor for the dark side of our nature.
I even looked up a little clip of Lord of the Flies, and the clip that I saw was almost identical to one of the scenes in Monos.
I would have to say, Lenny, even for a naysayer such as you are, you would have to like the cinematography.
The cinematography, beautiful clouds over these gorgeous mountains. And at the time, it was a handheld camera that was doing the shooting. So, and the soundtrack I found interesting.
Oh, wasn't that delightful?
Because it was so ominous. And
it just
signaled danger at any moment.
There were some very long shots, particularly the one of them stringing across the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of Ingmar Bergman's Seventh Seal. He has a similar one where his characters are almost like just shadows going across the horizon.
Uh-huh.
And he does give you the sense of the small part that humanity plays.
How tiny we really are.
Linda Boss McClellan, the film is Monos.
Senor.
Right. What grade do you award it?
Because it was so well done, I'll give it a B.
And I'm going to give it a B+. It really lacks a plot.
So lift me up. I want to go see Some Like It Hot.
Very good.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.